Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. 1 week after our celebration last week for Easter, what a great day that was. Today is it's going to be just as wonderful, gathered here in Jesus' name as a family to be encouraged by what it means to be a follower of Jesus. You know, in each congregation, in each group setting, there's always one person that really has a bad reputation, and you got to defend that person. Here at Peace Lutheran, it's Wally Held. People ask about Wally, and I just constantly have to defend his name and defend who he is. What's that? Well, yeah, if you would have come, I wouldn't have mentioned your name. Today we're defending the one person that really gets a bad reputation with Jesus' disciples, and that person is Thomas. A lot of people think of Thomas as the doubting one, and we'll see that Thomas has a tremendous story, and we'll talk about it today. Even after what's recorded in the Bible, we hear amazing things about what Thomas did with his faith in Jesus as Lord. So it'll be encouraging for us today as we gather. A couple announcements to share with you that I have. The first is that this Friday we have our blood drive at Peace. It's for the community. And Ellen, is there anything to share about that blood drive? I don't want to put you on the spot, but is there anything that anyone needs to know about that on Friday? She's going to come forward. Sorry to put you on the spot. We have 52 slots for the blood drive. 51 of them have already been filled. So it's more an announcement to share with you that the fellowship hall is going to be busy on Friday. But she's got more details.
Yeah, the one slot that we have left is for a color red.
They call them double red. But those are really important slots to fill. It's at 3 o'clock, so if anybody qualifies for that, that'd be great. We could use that person. Other than that, we can use cookies.
Cookies, and also they do take walk-ins as well.
We do.
So if you haven't signed up, you can just arrive, and they'll put you to good use, I'm sure.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ellen. The second thing that I wanted to let everyone know is Saturday, April 29th, this week, is Salmon and Jazz. This is a wonderful event put on by the Rotary of Philomath, and all the proceeds from Salmon and Jazz go for youth programs in the community. So just a wonderful cause. Tickets are available. They're $25. And if you are selling tickets, can I have you raise your hand here this morning if you have tickets at church? Okay, so there's Bruce and Kathy have tickets, and Oscar has tickets, and I have tickets. Come and see us, $25 a plate, a wonderful evening, and wonderful way to support our jazz band in Philomath and support our community in general. I will be away this week, Tuesday through Thursday, at a pastor's conference down in Eugene, so the office will be not open, but I believe Ellen will be around. But I won't have office hours this week. I just wanted to let everyone know that. But I will be back on Friday. And then finally, we are starting a really wonderful Bible study class in May on understanding mental health issues. And each week, we're going to be inviting community experts on some really heavy topics. I feel certainly, I don't feel like I've got a grasp on all these topics. And so we're inviting some experts to come in on such topics as depression, and suicide awareness, and dementia, and anxiety each week. And so there's a paper that puts together the Bible study. This is an excellent study to share with a neighbor if they want to find out more information. Go ahead and pick that up, and we'll give you more details also next week as we still have another week before that begins on May 7th.